Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life.
First, I give honor to God, to Son Jesus Christ, to each and every one here named by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God for his grace and his mercy. I thank and I praise God for waking us up this morning, keeping us in a safe and sound mind. I just thank God for being God and being God all by himself. I just thank God for Jesus, and I just thank God for everything. Asking you to pray my strength in the Lord. And at this time, we're going to ask, who did I hear, Brother D?
Yeah,
you would open us up with a prayer.
Amen. I'm here.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus. I'm asking each and every one that's listening to us, if you would bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, and pray along with us as we pray.
Yeah.
Father God, we come before you this evening. Stop by with just a word of thanks, Lord. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for allowing us each and every day to be touched with the fingertip of love, to be able to get up and start a new day, and then to be able to find our families all doing well. Father, we just thank you for the blessing that you've already bestowed upon us. We pray that you will continue to bless us, continue to keep us, continue to guide us, continue to give us more knowledge each and every day of your word, Lord. Continue to draw. For you said in your word, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We pray, Father, you continue to give us the strength to lift up the name of Jesus. Continue to bless us as we come forth. Father, we ask you to touch the service tonight. Touch those that are heavy laden, those that may have problems and just don't know where to turn. Let them know that you are a healer, that you are a God, that you are a provider, that you are God above all God, that you are God all by yourself, that you need no help, Lord. Let them know, Lord, if they would just simply confess with their mouth that you would do just what you said. Let them know that this service is here to help in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you continue to just shine upon us right now, Lord. Bless the producer of this show. Bless Brother Dog in a special way. Give him strength, Father, to be able to fight off the wolves, the anger and aggravation that he go through day by day just to give us an opportunity to come on and share your word with our loved ones. Father, you know it's hard. You know it's mad. We ask that you continue to bless. Keep us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, these are blessed among many. We ask in your darling son, Jesus' name, that every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We truly thank Brother D for that prayer. You know, it's a blessing to start everything off, you know, thanking God and praising him for what he allowed us to do. And I just thank God for that. I'm excited. I'm excited to be in the land of the living. I'm excited to even be able to talk to you all today. And I just pray, hallelujah, that something that I say today touches someone's heart. We're going to talk today on murderer. We're going to talk on murderer. And we're going to begin with, now Cain was a murderer from the start, okay? And our Webster Dictionary defines murder as, the New Testament is in agreement that murder is a grave moral evil and maintains the Old Testament view of blood guilt. Glory be to God, blood guilt. But, you know, nowadays in time, people kill people, but they have no remorse. They have no guilty feeling.
No remorse at all.
They feel like this is something they should have done. Glory be to God. And, you know, when you find people that's killing like this, and a lot of them even think they're killing for God, then you know that soul has been taken over, that mind, that body has been taken over by Satan. So we just pray that God keep us strong, keep us in his will every day of our lives.
In his will.
Glory be to God. Exodus 20:13 and Deuteronomy 5:17 says, thou shalt not kill. And, you know, I know we know the Ten Commandments. I know we know that is a verse in the Ten Commandments. But the thing is, Brother D, we read it, and then we forget all about it.
Yes.
And
yes,
when
yes.
we do things, we don't even think about it. We don't even seem to care. We have no fear of God whatsoever. No fear of God. And I just thank God that I have that fear. And if we don't have that fear, if you don't have that fear, you need to get that fear. Because, see, the fear of God let us know that in Ecclesiastes, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I'm sorry, in Proverbs.
Yes, it is.
The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Glory be to God. So when you think of it, well, why is this the beginning of wisdom? Well, the wisdom part is when you run into something that is dangerous or something that you should have no reason whatsoever to get yourself caught up in, but you're going because you want to. But when you decide to go and you think about it, you'll say, oh, my God, no, I'm not going there. Because God might do something to me. God might kill me. He might punish me for this. That is the fear of wisdom. When you are strong enough or have the faith in God enough to believe that if you go to do something wrong, God will punish you for it. And because you know that, then you will turn and go back, Brother D, and not do what you set out to do. That is wisdom. That is the fear of God. Now, we're going to talk a little bit on Cain. He was a murderer from the very start.
Beginning.
He was a murderer.
The very beginning.
So we're going to go to Genesis, the fourth chapter.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to start at verse 2b and go over to verse 8. Genesis 4, 2b through verse 8. And Abel was keeper of sheep. The king was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought off the fruit of the ground and offering unto God.
Unto the Lord.
And Abel, he also brought off the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and unto his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, and I'm going to go back and talk on this. You know, people talk to, you know, speak on Cain and Abel, but nobody ever really get deep into what's going on with them. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? Okay, why are you so upset? What's wrong? Why are you mad? Why are you angry? If thou, in verse 7, if thou doest well, shall try not, shall thou not be accepted? I'm going to read that again. If thou do well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him.
Over Cain.
Now, Cain is promised by God in verse 7 that he would restore fellowship with him if he do well. Now, he's not going to let you get away with what you did, but you've got to prove yourself in the process of repenting. So he said, if you do well, God promised to restore the relationship with him. He said, if he do well, then he will be enslaved to sin, a servant of the devil, if he doesn't do well, if he doesn't do right, if he doesn't get his mind right. Glory be to God. Because, see, your mind got to be right to deal with God. Because you got to know what you're talking about. You got to know who God is. You got to know who you are serving.
Yes. Got to know God.
And Cain talked to Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew or basically killed him. Now, let's go back a little bit, back to the beginning here. Now, we know that Abel kept sheep and Cain tilled the ground. So Cain grew vegetables, all that kind of stuff, but Abel kept the sheep. He tended the sheep. He was somewhat of a shepherd. Okay? But both of them gave offering to God. Now, Cain, in his mind, he was excited that he was giving God his offering. But see, God rejected Cain's offering, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But now Abel came right behind Cain and gave his offering of the first fruit, the first of the flock. He gave his offering. So Abel's offering was respected by God. He respected Abel for that offering that he gave. But into Cain, his offering was not respected. So Cain, looking at Abel, not understanding and upset because God accepted Abel's offering. He showed respect to Abel for that offering, but not to Cain. But Cain did not understand. The offering that Abel gave God was a blood offering, Brother D.
Come on now.
And this is what God required back at that time was the blood offering of the sheep, the bullock, the animal. Glory be to God. And Cain did not understand. So he got angry. He was upset. And he did not seem to understand or realize that God knew his thoughts. God knew his heart. God knew what he was thinking.
God
still, in all of this, God still gave him a chance.
Yes, he did.
But see, Satan had taken control over Cain. So after all of this, that God had promised him that he would restore him if he do right. He turned right around and out of jealousy, Brother D, out of jealousy, out of angry, out of selfishness, he killed his own brother. Glory be to God. We're talking about a murderer now. He killed his own brother because he was jealous of Abel's relationship with God. He felt like he should have had that relationship, being that, see, Cain was the oldest one. And back then, the oldest one is the one that counts. But in this instance, Abel being the baby, the youngest, he tend to the sheep. So his offering was a sacrificial offering to God. God was pleased at this offering because it was a blood offering. 1 John 3:12 said, not as Cain, who was that wicked one, and slew his brother, wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Glory be to God. Because not only his work was evil, but see, God looks at that heart. If that heart is not right, Brother D, God already know it. Already know it. Now, Cain was jealous, he was angry, and he was selfish. Now, to be jealous is to be hostile, having or showing unfriendly feelings towards someone. To be angry is a strong emotional reaction of displeasure, which is a dangerous thing way to be, because some of us get so angry that we get to the point that we can't think, we can't see nothing but blood. We can only see how to kill the person whose focus we are. It does not please God to see us angry. Angry is a strong emotion that we cannot control. And selfishness is the attitude of only being concerned about yourself. If Cain had just been concerned about himself, he would have talked to Abel and found out what was going on and what he could do to give an offering that would please God. And his offering was right there with him in his brother's hand. Why didn't he just ask his brother for an offering? Because he did not know that Abel's offering was a sacrificial offering. The only thing that Cain knew was that he had gave the first fruit of his offering, and that God had no respect for it. Glory be to God. And see, we can't afford to get mad at God because God is who he is and he does what he do.
What do you do? Come on, man.
And we do not have the authority to question God, even though we do. Glory be to God.
You don't need to take
He's
from
so
us.
Merciful, he give us this leeway. He's so merciful, he gave Cain a way out in verse 7, but Cain couldn't get it because he was already so upset. He said to Cain in verse 7, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. See, Cain wasn't listening. He was too up to hear what God was saying. And then he said, unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. In other words, Satan is going to rule over you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, the hardness of your heart, because of the jealousness, because of the anger, because of the selfishness, all of this caused him to actually take his brother because his brother's offering was more acceptable to God than his. Matthew 5:21-22 says, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. I repeat that, whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Glory be to God. See, God did not put us on this earth to kill each other for no reason. It's one thing when you go into war and fighting against a different side that's trying to kill your country. Glory be to God, and you're defending. But just to kill somebody out of jealousy, out of anger, out of selfishness, out of disagreement, glory be to God. What is wrong with you? Satan has control, complete control over you. When you get so angry that you cannot control it and no one else can talk you down.
That's because Satan has control.
You have given Satan complete control. Verse 22, Matthew 5:22 says, but I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, in other words, you're worthless, you are nobody, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. See, God is warning you about murderers. It's warning you how you need to control your emotions, your feelings. Now, emotions that causes people to murder, Brother D, we have emotions that are very dangerous emotions.
Yes, they
that
will.
We
yes,
need,
they yes, they
we need to try to control it. And if you can't control it, and if you're not going to listen to anyone, fall down on your knees and pray.
Yes,
I tell you who can help
yes,
you to control it, who
Come
can
on.
Even make
uh-huh.
you control it, is
yes.
God himself.
God Almighty. God
can
Almighty.
Help you to control your situation. Yes, anybody who harbors this type of jealousy or anger or disrespect for another person, whether you know it or not, you are a dangerous person, because you get so angry, you say things to that brethren that you're angry with or that sister that you should not say, and when they try to talk back, you're ready to fight them, you're ready to kill them. Glory be to God. That's not the will of God. Now, one emotion, as I have talked on, that causes people to murder is anger. Now, Jesus considered the consequences of anger toward us to the consequences of murder. Jesus know our heart better than we do. The anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. I say that again. The anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. See, God is not satisfied with us walking around with so much malice and hatred in our heart against our brethren, against our sisters. And a lot of time you will find that that brother or that sister haven't did anything to you. But the fact that you're watching that brother, and in your mind, that brother is better off than you. That brother got more than you, are doing better than you, or look better than you, or is in more favor with God than you are. And you get mad. You get angry. And when anger boils on your brain for so long, it takes control, Brother D, and you can't control
yes,
it anymore.
Yeah.
And the only
it.
Thing you want to do is hurt one that
right.
you think has triggered you. And
it's
we don't have to
me.
Be that way. James 1, 19 and 20, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to wrath. Which is anger. If we, and I know we're all guilty of speaking too soon and too fast and don't know what we're talking about. So if we would just take time and hear what the other person say and let everything come out and think about it, we wouldn't be so quick to be angry. And even if you didn't understand it, by you being slow to speak, you can ask, I don't understand what you're saying. But when you quick to speak, quick to get angry, you're ready to fight and you haven't asked the question. You don't even know what you're fighting about. When you look back up on it, you'll say you would couldn't for the life of you figure out why you jumped that person. And, you know, I've heard people say, well, I fought him because I didn't like him. That is nothing cute. And God is not pleased with it.
No,
God
he's
is not pleased with anyone that
not.
Is a murderer.
Wrapped up in a murderer.
James 1 and 20 says, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Anger is dangerous, and we should learn to control our emotions. Anger is dangerous. That's why you hear of a lot of people getting killed, because somebody was angry with them. And they sit up, they thought about it, they meditated on it, and just got worse and worse and worse. Until finally you came to the conclusion, I'm just going to kill him. Why send your soul to hell over something that was not even necessary? Something, if you just had opened your mouth and talked, Brother D, it would have worked. Everything.
Oh, you work it out. You work it out.
But we,
I would tell you to go to your
brother, have that humble spirit or that meekness about us to just be quiet and listen and try to understand. What you don't understand, ask questions. Don't get mad. Ask questions. And if that first answer doesn't suit you, ask another question. Ask until you understand. The only dumb question is a question that was not asked. Now, insults. Insults make a person feel small, worthless, and insignificant. With words and action, is unrestrained anger, which causes a person to retaliate and could cause serious harm to another. You find people every day, even sometimes on the phone, people in person, they can't say anything good about you, and all they want to do is insult you continuously, try to make you feel you're nothing. Try to make you feel like you're so small. Make you feel like you're an idiot. Make you feel like you're not even important. People that walk around and insult people like that, and they do it continuously every day, is going to get to the point that that person is going to get tired and going to basically snap. And when they snap mentally like that, they will kill you and don't even know they have did it until they finally come back to themselves. So why would you push somebody to that extent? It is not funny to abuse a person physically or mentally. It's not funny. And amen. God is not pleased with your ways.
Not pleased with it. Not pleased with it. Not pleased.
He's not pleased with that.
Not pleased.
And then you pick at the person, so you get tired of picking, so you jump on the person and want to beat them. Glory be to God. What is wrong?
See, that's why.
With
that's why I gave that word yesterday to you.
Of man.
Amen.
What is wrong with the mind of man? We have gotten to the point that we walking in the way of the devil and not of God.
That's the problem. Right?
Because if you walking in the way of God, no matter how upset you get, you're going to find somewhere to fall on your knees and ask God to help you. Jesus can help you. He can help you. All you got to do is pray. Call on him. Ask for his help. Let him know I can't control myself. I don't even know why I'm picking at this person. Or even this person was messing with me. But Jesus, I want to be able to be where we can have a conversation, a civilized conversation, even if it's passing, if it's in passing. But I don't want to feel hatred. or animosity toward anyone. See, a lot of times we can get all of this control within ourselves if we just open our mouth and talk to the master. Sometimes we got to pray them old demons up out of us. And you can do it. You get to praying to God and get to feeling good, and the anointing began to fall on you. You'll feel that demon when it come up off of you, because he's not going to stay in a temple with the Spirit of God.
The two cannot dwell in the same place.
So it's not good. It's not pleasing to God to insult each other. Even if someone insults you, be the bigger man and walk away. That doesn't make you a little man. That doesn't make you a scary man. That makes you a wise man. And then hatred. You find people just hate everybody.
Everybody.
You find people
just
sound of your voice. They hate you. You find people seeing you one time in their whole life. They hate you. Think that's the Spirit of God? Now, hatred is everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And you have that, 1 John 3:15. If you got that much hatred in you, you are sending your own soul to hell. And guess what, brother and sister? Nobody is helping you but you yourself. Nobody's sending you to hell, but you're sending yourself. Because you have so much hatred and animosity in you. God is not pleased with that. Now, hatred is a deep and abiding anger and the feeling that someone or something is unworthy of one's consideration or respect. It means not only have you given in to anger, but fed it and helped it to grow. Now, how, Brother D, can you go to, look at Brother Tim and say, he's not worthy of any consideration because he ain't nothing and nobody. Who are we to look upon glory be to God. We have to be careful. Why am I hating Brother Tim and I don't even know him? Why am I going to tell Brother D, well, Brother Tim ain't nothing. I don't know him. That is the work of the devil that we have let taken control of our body. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Because we can be so mean and so evil that God will move back and let our souls go to hell, because that's what we're working on.
Wow.
I'm talking about murderers now.
Yes.
Glory be to God. We got to love, Brother Tim. We can't be a murderer. We cannot turn our back or mistreat somebody with a mindset, well, I'm not going to talk to him. I hate him.
Wow.
How do you know you hate him? Because he told you that you were doing something wrong that you didn't want to hear? That's just like Herodian hated John the Baptist. Because he said, told her, it's not lawful for you to sleep with your brother's wife. So she hated him and had him beheaded.
Mama.
So we do similar things. We hate people we don't know, and then everybody we meet, we turn them against that person and the person that's joining you in your hatred would just stop for a minute and ask you why you hate them, what did they do? You could not find a suitable answer because there would not be one. There wouldn't be a suitable answer, Brother Tell. Because I hated you just because. No apparent reason, but just because. Glory be to God. So what do we think we are going to accomplish being a murderer? Now, mind you, you don't have to shoot nobody to kill. Your mouth can kill a person. Your mouth can cause a person to commit suicide. And guess what, brother and sister? Their blood is on your hands. You got the answer for that person's death because you destroyed that mortal body, God's child, with your mouth. Everybody is not strong enough. You hear me, Brother D? Everybody is not strong enough to take this kind of mental beating. That's a mental beating, and you haven't put your hand on them, but you put your mouth on them.
Wow.
You have people going home crying, don't know where to turn, don't understand why you treated them this way when you didn't even know them. And see, I know people do it because I've had that, and I went to God and said, Lord, why does this person not like me when I have did nothing to them but tried to be a friend to them? At this point, that person is not serving God. That person is master, is Satan's job is to steal, rob, and to kill, rob, and destroy. And if he threw one of us, I'm not just picking nobody on this radio station, but even man or woman, if he can get control over you, man, or over you woman, then he's gonna use you and cause you to go to hell right along with him in that last day. Right now, I encourage anybody, if you're a murderer, if you're a hater, if you insult people because you want to, or because you, for whatever reason, in your little puny mind, don't like that person, fall on your knees and change your ways. Go to that person and ask forgiveness. Now, this might sound strange to you, but it's not strange to God. Go to that person and ask forgiveness. Tell that person, I don't know why I didn't like you. I don't want to mistreat anybody. Will you please forgive me? Will you please forgive me? Go to that pastor. Go to that altar and fall on your knees and pray and cry out to glory until you can't pray no more. God does not turn his back on you when he sees you're trying to make a change. It's just like he did Cain. He gave Cain an option to clear himself even before he killed his brother, because God knew he was going to kill Abel. He gave him a chance to change, and he wouldn't do it. Glory be to God. And that's the same thing with us. God gives us a chance. When we go and do something that hurts somebody, somebody come and pull us off of that person and try to get that person to the hospital and try to talk to you. God giving you a chance and you not even taking it. We don't even look at it as a chance. We think we are the big bad wolf when we are nothing but Satan being puffed up in us. We just a little nobody that's being used by Satan. And I hope at this time I have said something that helps somebody. If you have any questions, please ask them. If you're jealous-hearted, think about it. You purchase. See, that is a spirit on you. All of these emotions are spirits, and they're not the spirit of God. Pray. Ask someone to help you pray. Let somebody touch and agree so that they can help pull that old spirit up out of you. Because when you're talking with a saint of God that is truly a saint of God and is anointed, that saint of God can pray, and that spirit of Satan, with that demonic spirit, will lift off of you, and you will feel it when it goes up off of you.
Sister Mary.
So let us be encouraged. Yes.
This brother Willie.
Someone
from your teachings today, all of us on this phone been doing what you said we've been doing. I hate to say it, I do it every day, Sister Mary. I mean, we in trouble then.
You're in trouble, exactly. But the good thing about it, Brother Dog, guess what? You can change. You see, you just, and you are the only one. And Brother Tim will do it, but you are the only one that'll come open up and say, Sister Marion, you'll confess it. I did it. You know, all you got to do is ask God's forgiveness. You confess your sin. God hear you. But what about the ones that don't confess it, don't say anything, that holds it in and continues to do the things, the same things they were doing? Let me tell you, brother and sister, you're going to answer for it in the last day. You can keep it all under your hat. You can keep it, keep yourself, and not tell anybody. But God sees you. All you have to do is confess to God. God bless you, Brother Dog. I tell you the truth. I'm looking for you to come on this show one day with the Holy Ghost, because you're humble in spirit. You do things, but you acknowledge it. And we all see you're trying to do better. When God sees us trying, then when you know anything, he done stepped in and taken control and cleaned you up and living in you. Glory be to God. Yes, we are all guilty of that. But today, you can change. You can change that right now in Jesus' name. You can change.
I have a question for you, Sister Marion. and I'd be willing to help answer it. But the question is, because some people think like that. They say, okay, Brother Dog just say, we all are guilty. Well, doesn't God get angry? Doesn't, you know, things. And so
yes,
he says that he's a jealous God. And so how do we handle that when we see things like that?
See, God get angry. But see, God don't ever get angry out of control. God get angry. If he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Okay? But I want you to recognize, see, God, after the sin of Cain, it was not long after that. God was looking at the sin of the people and all the things that they were doing like he's doing right now with this world. So the sin came up before him, and our Bible tells us it stinks in his nostril. So what did he do? He said, Noah, build me an ark. He said, I want you to take your family, their wives, your wives, two of everything, even seven of the unclean animals, and when you build that ark, you close the door because it's going to rain. So what did God do? He filled Noah and his family up in that ark with those animals, and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights and killed everything on this earth because God was fed up. He listened, and he see us doing for, we say years, but see, we don't recognize in our wrongdoing. One day to God is like 1,000 years. So if you do something in one day and God get upset and decide to destroy you, we got to remember our time is not God's time. God's time is not our time. We cannot look at God and say, well, God, I only been here a few days and you're taking me? See, God's one day is like 1,000 years. So we got to consider how God look at things. We got to consider God, and we got to consider what we're doing to change our ways and please God. But, oh, yeah, he gets mad at us. He gets upset with us because of the hardness of our heart. Because he sent the Ten Commandments, he gave, he didn't send them, he wrote them himself and gave them to Moses. The Ten Commandments, the law for us to follow. And it's written on the table of our hearts that are saved. And the ones that are not saved, you can go into your Bible and you can read the Ten Commandments because that is your guide or your map to living on this earth. And you'll find that Exodus 20th chapter. Does that answer you, Brother Tam?
Yes, I just wanted to ask. I heard you said earlier, the difference is, God has the ability to control his anger. When we get anger,
that's right,
we lose it, and we don't seem to be able to get back. And God has everything under control because he's holy, he's righteous, and he's God. And we have to understand
exactly
that. So that's what I was just saying. I had heard you say it earlier that God has things under control, and so I just want to bring that back.
God doesn't lose control. When he
right.
gets tired of us, he's tired of us, period. And, yes, he will take you off the face of the earth. So let's consider this lesson on today. I don't know why I needed to bring this, but let us consider this lesson on today. Let us not be murderers. Let us not be haters. Let us not mistreat someone because we want to. Let us not mistreat someone because they are smaller than us. Let us not mistreat someone because we got 20 people following us and they have none. We need to think, we need to stop, and actually look at ourselves. Look in the mirror and look at the man in the mirror. Look at yourself. Have a conversation with God about yourself. Have a conversation with yourself about yourself. Glory be to God. Let's do better. Let's stop talking about people. As Brother Dog say, he's guilty. We're all guilty of all of this stuff. We are guilty of it. But we have a chance right now to change it. We have a chance right now to change it. I've not seen Brother Dog, but I talked to him. I think the world of him. But if not seeing him and hearing him talk, and I'm going to go hating him, go back to Brother Tim telling and Brother D telling him I don't like him. You know what that first question should be? Why? What did he do to you? You know what I'm saying? We need to get to the heart of the matter. And that way, when they find out he did nothing to me, then they need to tell me to get somewhere and sit down and pray. And a lot of times we won't tell our brothers and sisters when they're doing wrong because we don't want to lose them as friends. We don't want them to fall out of friendship with us. Sometimes that may not be the person you need for a friend anyway. The only true friend we ever have is Jesus. Only true friend.
Jesus the Christ.
Because the friends that walk around with us day by day may or may not be our friends. But we can put our whole trust, body, mind, and soul, in Jesus Christ.
In Jesus Christ. Yes, you can.
In Jesus Christ. So at this time, I'm going to end this discussion on today. And I truly thank God for each and every one that was on here today that listened to us, that listened to this message. The message prepared for God's people. Message prepared for the people that are not God's people to have them to look at themselves. A message that shows you can change. Glory be to God. So at this time, if that's all the questions, did we answer you, Brother Dahl?
I'm following you, Sister Mary, but like I said, the entire people that I deal with is in a lot of trouble because everything you describe, we do this every day. We do this every day, Sister Mary.
Uh-huh. And see, that's what our Bible is for. That's what I'm for. That's what Brother D for. That's what Brother Tim, Brother Eric. That's what we're for, to talk to you when you're doing stuff like call us. I'm like Brother D. I stop what I'm doing to sit down and talk. I don't have that problem. But you need to talk to somebody. You need to get into your word. What you don't understand, you need to call somebody and say, I don't understand. Help me to understand. Help me to change. Help me to do better.
Man.
All you have to do is ask. Because see, Brother Dog, we want to make it to the kingdom, and you do too. We want to make it to the kingdom. We don't want to burn eternally. So it's time to change our ways. Let's stop doing the things that we do and let us get right with God. I'm not going to tell you we're perfect or we'll ever be perfect. That's why we have repentance. That's why we have repentance. Because in your wrongdoing, if you open your mouth and repent, God will forgive you. He's not a God that holds grudges. Brother D, Brother Tim tell you constantly. Brother D, Brother Tim tell you constantly, Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Yeah.
I'm on the highway, so I can't operate like I want to, but Emily got her hand up and her mic is open. Emily got her hand up and her mic is open.
Praise the Lord. Sister Emily, come on in here.
Hey, how are
you doing?
Y'all? Pretty good.
I am well. Just glad to hear your voice.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just wanted to kind of pitch in, and it kind of goes with, like, with what you were speaking on earlier. You know, it is very important. Even if you don't read the Bible every day, you know, go get you a devotion or something. It breaks it down. It's easier to read. But you have to literally, you got to read something every day, because that's the only way that you're going to make it through those days. Like, you have to. You have to constantly educate yourself. And, you know, that's the only way. Like, I found myself the other day, like, I was just getting mad for no reason. I'm like, what is going on? Like, why am I so crazy today? And I had to set myself down and read and take a breather, and all is good. But it's very important, because you can't do it on your own. You have to let him help. You have to.
But did you hear what you just said? You said you ask yourself, what is wrong? Why am I acting like this? You considered your ways. That's very important. Yeah. You considered your ways. You went to God. You prayed. Glory be to God. You prayed. So you were doing something about your ways.
Yes, ma'am.
You were doing something about your ways. That's okay. But see, if you don't do something about your ways, then you in trouble. You are messed up. So that's the thing. You have got to do like you did. Do like Brother Dog did. He confessed that he does this. You confess. That's what Jesus want to hear. And he also want to hear you say, Lord, forgive me and help me that I don't do this again. So that's all you got to do. But for people who don't want to change, who want to continue to be like this, I would say be very careful. Very careful. And thank you so much for your call, Sister Emily. Thank you for speaking up.
Yes,
now, what was that,
you.
Please? Thank you. Okay, was there anyone else? Any other questions? Okay. So we thank God for each and every one that was out with us today. But at this time, before I turn it over to Brother Dog, I'm going to ask Brother Tim if he would pray us out.
Amen. Amen.
Give us our closing.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you saying thank you, Lord, for another good day. Thank you for being our God, and we thank you for allowing us to be your people. We study your word, Lord, because we want to get closer to you. We want to know more and more about you. We thank you because,
Amen.
Lord, you said your people perish for the lack of knowledge. So we thank
yes.
you for the word. We thank you that you left it on record. And, Lord, when we feel weak and when we feel that we can't make it, you have allowed your Holy Spirit to dwell within us. We can call on that power through prayer. So we just say thank you, Lord. When we think that we can't do it or why did we do this, we call on your name, and we know that there's forgiveness in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord, for this show. We thank you for Sister Marion and her steadfastness that she's in the Word and she wants to teach, and we say thank you. Continue to empower her, anoint and consecrate her heart, her soul, and her spirit. We thank Brother Dog for allowing us to have this opportunity, this time.
Amen.
He's faithful, and we just say thank you right now. We thank you for Brother
Dean.
Thank you,
Lord.
We thank you for all of us, Brother.
Amen.
And we thank you for Brother Brian, and we thank you for all of us. And Emily, with her boldness and her courageousness, so many just look at her as an example. We say thank you because this show is to help,
not
to point out your faults, but to help, to guide you, to lead you, to help educate
you.
We thank you for this show, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. We truly thank you, Brother Tim, for that prayer. We thank you for speaking up, Sister Emily. We thank you, Brother D, as always, for helping out the way you do. We truly thank God for you. Glory be to God. And we just can't thank God enough for you, Brother Dog. We pray for you continuously. We speak up about the goodness of your heart because you work with people. You lead with your heart. You love people, and it shows. And we thank God for that. So at this time, I'm going to invite you all back with us on next Wednesday night, same time, same channel. We also invite you to be with us on next Tuesday, Brother D, our prayer with Brother Tim. And we, as Brother D announced, every day the 8 o'clock God's Plan service with Brother Eric. Be with us. At all. What we want to do is to be able to lead people in the way God will have them to go, not the way we have them to go, but in the way that God have you to go. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So at this time, we just thank God for this day. At this time, we're going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother Dog.
Thank you, Sister Mary, about that. I wish I wouldn't. I'm on the highway now, so I can't do what I want to do and how I want to do it. So I'm just going to tell it, people, thank y'all for the service. I listened to the whole service in its entirety, like I always do. But this time, we off in the transition over. And we'll tell your mic is open. Like I say, I'm on this highway on this long trip heading out to Texas, y'all. But so I'm a little slow for opening and closing mic.
Right.
That's what it is. But I will continue the show as long as y'all got something to talk about. And I can talk too big. I'm just on the highway. I prefer you, unless it's really important, not to text me too much, because every time you text me, I got to look at the text. And I'm driving right now. So we'll tell your mic is open. Sister Marion, thank you. You know what to do. Go on, hang that phone up just in case somebody come on in and slip up and become a murderer.
Amen. Y'all have a blessed evening. Amen.
Good dog should become a murderer.
Hi, wheelchair. Wheelchair, your mic open, chair. Come on in here.
First of all, I want to say safe travel to everyone that heading over there to rumble in the jungle. They said they rumbling over there. See, Danny Boy, them got a big show going on this weekend at Enos, Texas, over in Enos, Texas, at Extreme Motorsport Park. So they got
No. Texas Motorplex. Texas Motorplex.
Texas Motorplex. No. They got the big lock in from what I've been seeing and hearing about, dog. The teacher and the student. Side piece versus, versus Jesse James. That's the price of admission right there, just to see them two go at it. But I got them.
I like Jesse James.
Dog. Let me.
I like Jesse James too.
All right, let me get them on. They both be on the phone already. Hold on. All right, Dana Buff will be getting them on so they can tell everybody about the time and everything. Unless you know it. I don't know the time on it.
I just told y'all I'm on the road. But Thursday, the gates open at, I think they said the gates open at 6 o'clock, if I'm not, I might be wrong on the time, but they got a private testing and tuning. It's not a private, but it's got an open testing and tuning from 9 to 1. From 9 to 1, $150 a car. From 9 to 1, that's going to be tomorrow. So if you want to get in there and get an early test in tomorrow from 9 to 1, that night, I mean 9 o'clock that night to 1 o'clock in the morning. I got all of it, but like I said, I'm driving, and I told y'all, y'all got to help me out. I got the show. What up, kid? I got the show on. I keep the show on. Long as y'all want to keep it on.
Danny Boy's supposed to be getting them on. He's trying to get them on now. And, dog, how you feel about your lock-in you got over there?
Well, wheelchair. Like I said, I don't brag about none of it, though. I feel I really don't lock a race in, listen. I think I got a heck of a chance of winning. So I believe I'm going to be okay. As long as that old track hooking, I'm going to be okay. I think I'm going to be okay. I got enough to carry the load. I'm going to put it that way. I got enough to carry the load. Yes,
and you know, Tim 5 been kicking butt over there now.
Yeah, that's wrong with that.
Tim 5 been kicking a whole lot of butt over there lately.
Hold on, that's right. Gates open at
6
o'clock.
All right, I got the
gates open at
6 o'clock
Thursday.
Slam on,
okay.
They're going to slam right there.
Danny,
watch slam on.
Yeah, they open at 6 o'clock, bud. 5 o'clock, Friday, yep. They open at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Y'all wanna know everything?
Hey, I know I can do it better. Flim talk too low. Flim talk so low. I can go and give it to you if you want me to, and Flim can fill in what I missed. I'm just kidding here, but go ahead, though, Flim. Go ahead, Flim. I got it if you need them. Go ahead, Flim.
The track open it. It don't matter. You want to do it, dog? You like, you can do it.
Go ahead, Flim. You good? Like I said, I'm driving. I just, you know that you talk so low. You know, you and brother need them. Y'all with them low talk. Y'all talk low. You got to holler out for these jokers in here. But go ahead, Flim. You got it. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Okay, Thursday, the track open at 6 p.m. Track will go hot at 9 o'clock. We're going to go till 1 o'clock that night. $150 a car, $10 spectator. That's a testing tune Thursday night. And Friday, we're going to have a 5-0 cap, $200 entry fee, $2K on top of the pot. Any power out, no bar. No time bigger than a 29-10-5, 8-car minimum. And then Friday night, we're going to also do a run with the bomb. 8-car minimum on that, too. 3 cut. We're going to pay out $3,000 to the winner. And Friday, we also got a lot of good races, too, but we'll name them later on. I get a list together and name them later on. Saturday, we got anything on 28th. All steel, all glass. We're going to give 5,000. 5,000, yeah. Yeah, we added 1,000. We were going to do 4,000. We had 1,000 to that bus, and we didn't do those other shootouts. So that's for 28 on 28th. And that's it, man.
Corn on the day we left something out. Right. Hey, Flim, I said on that Friday, or that 29. You said no top bigger than 29, 10, 5, but you said no W. So can they come in there with 28 W's then? Can they come in there with 28 W's then?
Yeah, I
was
saying
did y'all hear me?
I was saying you're too long as not a 29W.
Okay, yeah. All right. He leaves
anything out for him? I'm just
hearing it now.
I got so much.
What I heard, though, what I heard, yeah. Slim McCormick. Slim McCormick, can I ask y'all a question? Just a question. If somebody wants to come in Thursday and they test them, will they be able to blood raise if they find them a man on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so y'all know,
blood raise
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Also, can they come in that Thursday and fog? Can they come in that Thursday and fog?
What do you mean? Like,
can they hear me real quick?
Like
well, I'm just saying,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
even fog, I mean,
like. What are you talking about? Like, if somebody want to come
yeah,
in and drop
yeah,
the
yeah,
fog.
They come in there and fog, dog. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was talking about anybody. I'm talking about, you know, some people might want to come in there and drop their cars and everything. They, you know, drop their cars and leave them overnight. That's what I'm saying, Quan. That's what I'm saying. They want to come in there and drop them off and leave them overnight.
Cars like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as they pay. Friday and Saturday they can, dog.
But I ain't talking about Friday and Saturday. Thursday. Since it's open Thursday, can you leave your car that Thursday overnight? That's what I'm basically asking. Can you leave it overnight? Can you leave your car that Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see you. But I will be around to see you on Friday to get that little something out of you. Oh, we fell off? Hello? Mac, we fell off?
Yeah, I fell off.
I hear you. I hear you. You hear it quiet.
It was that quiet.
Huh. I can hear you. I
told y'all, everybody mic that's over, I leave it open because I'm on the road. I'm leaving the mic open tonight. So y'all got something you want to get off your chest or say, come on in there. Just hit the one, but I'll open you up and let you get to talk. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. But right now we're talking about the rumble. If the rumble ain't rumbling, well, then somebody else need to rumble. If the rumble ain't rumbling, we'll rumble. Let's rumble.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dog.
Come on, kid. I hear you. You ain't got to come. I hear you. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Well, you can pick me up at that pilot right outside of Jackson on I-20. I'll be standing out there waiting on you.
If I see you, I'm gonna try to run over your head.
Damn. How long you been holding that in, dog?
Ever since you told me you were standing out there.
Oh, okay. Lord, have mercy.
Come on, man. Y'all got to do better than me doing that. Come on. Somebody get to talking. Come on, baby. Damn. Come on, fella. Somebody, come on. I mean, good grief.
Ding, ding, ding.
You ain't got to talk about wheelchair. It ain't wheelchair.
Dog, you know I'm
not
upset.
What you upset about, brother? Come on.
They ain't
saying
nothing about
now,
Grove, but I got to delete by one.
Well, really, it ain't that big a deal. They did say, we'll tell you about the Grove rate, but won't nobody say that. We'll tell you about the Grove rate. You ain't got to be upset, though. You can tell us about the ones you know if you know about them. Me and Jeff 10-5 going to tomorrow. Friday, 11 o'clock, me and Jeff 10-5. I'm coming in there and I'm going to do some rumbling. If I knock him off, I'll be looking for that little blue truck with the ugly tailgate.
Oh, man. Not with the black fenders.
Yeah. I'm just doing that. Maybe that'll get him stirred up. I'm just doing that to make that stir up. That's all I'm doing. I ain't took my medicine, man. I ain't took my medicine yet.
We got who the hold down and Scrapper locked in. Somebody locked in today, man. I can't remember, man.
Me too. I'm in the middle of financing, working deals. I'm trying to get corn. He talk about two or three of them if I had lock in. We got some. I think he did it too. The day before, motherfucker, boy. The day before you leave, you get everything. The barber calling, the cleaners calling, the shit. I calling, holding up calling, every damn thing calling. Yeah, them motherfuckers. This shit hard on an old man, dog. I don't see how you do it, dog. I promise.
Hey man. You can hear me. I'm doing it.
I know it, man. Boy, this shit here ain't no joke, boy. You a one man wrecking crew too? It's hard on a bunch of us, and you just one.
It's something, man.
Yeah, that night before you leave was a motherfucker. The barbershop calling, the cleaner calling, the wife calling, the kids calling, the job calling, customers calling, want their cars. I'll tell you, motherfucker, it'd be Monday before I can do anything. Fuck that shit down. Fuck this shit. You don't hold my ass off.
Well,
this shit wrong.
Hey, y'all know what business y'all have?
Junior ass in trouble. We got our shock in.
Yeah, shout out to Mensa, man.
You want to know about the girl? That's one I do know about. But I ain't got no brain for that motherfucker.
We call Mensa. We said, man, we got to have that shock today. He said, ain't no way in the world I can get the old one ready. He said, but I can have you a new one out there. That motherfucker got that motherfucker. Record breaking time. Mensa, bad boy. I like Mensa. Mensa, make it happen. If you got any shock needs, I recommend it. Because if you need a rush, he'll make it happen. That's going to go get the job done. Shout out to him.
Yeah. And I don't think you want no smoke after you say you're going to get past 10-5. 10-5 going to blow your ass out, too.
Yeah,
you
might though. I told y'all I was just doing that to start some trouble, though. But if you think like that, then...
Well, you can't say that every fucking time you race, dog. I just did that to start some trouble, and you got to win that. You think you're going to win them races. Nobody will be trying to downplay that shit.
I'm talking about little blue knucklehead. You didn't hear what I said. I said about little blue. I said when I get through whooping Jeff and Bob, but I was going to be looking for little blue. That's what I said.
I know.
I heard what you said. I don't be making no joke about it. I'm just doing it. If I like a race, then I'll tell you. Jeff 10-5
gonna blow your ass, hold up.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Baby.
Who you like out of Lil Blue and Junior? Right now, I did like Lil Blue, but I hope I got your ass.
I really need y'all to win that. Because if y'all win that, y'all gonna start a whole lot of shit. So I really need y'all to win that. Because y'all gonna start a whole lot of shit.
Oh, okay. They gonna start a lot of shit if they lose too. We're gonna try our best, man.
Yeah, we can't pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Junior be over there tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get on in there.
Tell him don't get caught slipping.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he gonna be over there. Trying to make him a cover shake down. He was a track like. Well, y'all like I was just.
I'm wondering why little Blue them talking all that shit, but they say all they did is put the motor back in there. They know what the truck gonna do. I mean, so they talking shit before they even get to the track.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's all I really know what they're going to do. I mean, we got to talk some shit. Y'all go ahead and talk some shit. Somewhere, you know, you got to do some shit talking, dog. Well, you know or don't know. Ain't no girl right there. You can't have no fun without the shit talking.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, no.
Dang, we know Junior's
going to
go.
Just, Hey, Witt, is the boy that bought Junior gonna drive it?
I don't know.
The boy that bought Junior. y'all ain't shit.
Yeah, what you said,
down? We
went
to that Holly Springs, man.
Man, y'all, if you went to Holly Springs, we got to open the door. He ain't open the door, but y'all ain't test shit, so stop that line.
We went to Holly Springs and test, man.
Hey, I said the boy that bought Junior, is he going to drive it?
We had to go to our track and test over to Holly.
Yeah, he's driving.
Y'all finna get the shit beat out of y'all. Yeah, he just learned.
Won't be the first time. Won't be the last time.
We all like out of Taylor Lassen and Ryan. They going head-to-head tuning against each other.
Oh, shit.
Side piece.
I'm about to go with Ryan. I'm about to go with Ryan. Hold up.
Gotta go with Ryan.
Who tuned on side
piece? Taylor T.R.E. Laszlo.
He finna get messed up. Jesse ain't gonna take his lunch from it.
Oh, man. No. Taylor say he's a bad boy, too, now.
So the lips will say anything.
Mm-hmm. Wave versus World Tuner, S275 Tuner Shield. Taylor say you got him fucked up.
Will be. I like Jesse James. A lot of people testing up today. They look pretty good though. So it ought to be a good one. Somebody told me, though, that Backstab was going to come over there and knock everybody out. That's what I heard. I don't know how true that is. And Jimmy got a chip on his shoulder because he was
coming
over there with a chip on his shoulder.
I lock in with old Red. That's going to be a good one. Both of our races are going to be good.
Yeah. Any race ought to be good because, I mean, like I said, ain't nobody locking in on race just to lock it in. So if they lock it in, they think they can win. Both teams think they can win.
I'm going to tell you the upside of the night, though. If Scrapper getting around a whole day in advance, boy, it's going to be some shit talking with that one, boy.
If Scrapper do get around him or don't get around him, if I got oil pressure, I'm gonna be dead on Scrapper's ass because I don't like Quan. I want to knock Quan ass in the ground, whether he get around him or not. And that's real. And I'm for real about that.
Man, he said he for real. Like T might say, I'm a real mama.
Corn, I don't like the way Corn fed me. And he tried to trick me.
I'm listening, dog. I'm just working.
I hope you hear me loud and clear, boy.
Is Tony going to be on the premiership?
Pretty Tony.
He might be on the premises in something new. Ain't nobody, in the new car.
Well, everybody know
who
the new car is. Everybody know it ain't no new car. Me and Corn said he's on his bucket list. He got to run that bullet dog. So if I got oil pressure, when I get through with Jeff 10-5, I'm going to try to dump it on his ass.
We got a little truck over here. We got a little truck over here probably run you, dog.
I don't want to hear about that. Y'all, that's the same small block, whatever y'all trying to put on everybody else. So it must be pretty tough. So stop trying to fool me. That's why I'm a big Quan.
No, man.
It ain't,
Quan
man. Trying to pick me. I thought Quan was going to be raising Silver Dollar. Quan said, yeah, let's lock in. I said, all right, Silver Dollar. He said, yeah, it's Silver. I said, hold on, that don't sound right. He was talking about Scrapper. I'm going to make a scrap that though. I'm going to show y'all. I ain't just mouth.
Boy, they be old, man.
If you beat old dad, I might make like something wrong with my alternator. My alternator might not be alternator. He beat old dad, man. He beat old dad, that means he ain't no joke.
Hey, who got an oxygen pump? Who got an oxygen pump? Can you bring it to the track?
The hospital. Go to the hospital and get
it. Everybody got oxygen pump? Tank they can bring to the track?
Go to the hospital and get you one.
Huh?
Go to the hospital and get you one.
I got a partner, so I'm going to get Joe to bring it. Hey, dog. Dog, where you going, dog?
Yeah.
Where you headed to? To the racetrack? If
you don't know where I'm going, then get off my phone. You should then be on this damn show.
Y'all still locked in, dog?
Hell no.
Y'all ain't locked up, dog. Hey, who got an oxygen pump? Make sure y'all bring an oxygen tank, one of them tanks to the track. I'm going to need it. Kid. Goddamn kid. Kid.
What up, Danny boy?
What you say about it, kid?
Oh, man. It's going to be a hell of a situation.
Can you hear me, kid?
Yeah,
kid,
I can hear
you. You know what? I need an oxygen tank at the track.
Oh, well, you won't be too far from Dallas Methodist. You know, they're right up the street there.
I'm gonna need that track out. When we turn that light on, I'm gonna run all the way to the 660 and fall out. I know I ain't gonna be able to come back down there. I'm gonna need some oxygen when I make it to the other end.
Damn, Danny boy. Don't be like that.
I'm gonna run all the way to the 660, to the win, to the victory mark. That's it.
Lord have mercy.
I'm gonna need somebody to come pick me up and have an oxygen tank on the four wheeler or golf cart to come pick me up. I ain't gonna be able to come back.
I heard that.
Goddamn fool. I'll say, what's wrong with him?
In my Bobby Cole voice. What's wrong with him?
Goddamn, just dang. I got to get used to that red on Jesse James. Boy, I've been always used to that white, boy.
Yes. Slick looking old Camaro.
Hell in the hell, yeah. Nice looking car.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm back. What I miss? Hello?
Yeah,
hello. Hey, whoever that asked me where I'm going, tell them, whoever that asked me where I'm going is a dumb mother. Everybody, if you don't know where I'm going now, get your ass off my ship.
Damn.
No damn way, where, everybody. No damn
no,
way,
no,
where.
I thought you were locked in.
Come on
there. I thought you were locked in right today, dog.
Man, the boy I was locked in with, the has-been I was locked in with, a bad guy.
Paul,
the has-been I was locked in with.
Paul,
yeah, the
man,
has-been I was locked in with.
You wouldn't happen to be talking about Tony Bynes, would you?
It wasn't your fault.
That be him. That be him, Keith.
Lord have mercy.
Nah, you sure it wasn't your fault, was it? You sure you ain't bagged out?
That's in the battle on the morning show. He bagged out.
He didn't want to put the money up.
So who bagged out? You got a point there. You show you how much I wanted to raise, and didn't give a damn. As soon as he bagged out, I called in and told him, it locked this, whatever. I'm coming to Texas with it. See, I couldn't commit to come to Texas with it. Because I didn't know whether I was going to have oil pressure or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I was going to be running him. I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know, I ain't nothing funny to play with, man. I ain't nothing to play with.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you, dog.
Ain't nothing to play with. Play with the chillers. Don't play with me. I go to a mother. I'm trying not to cuss today. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to be cussing too much. I said I was trying to cut back on my cussing. So you notice sometimes I'll be finna say something and I kind of hesitate when I say it. Because I'm trying to correct myself on all that cussing.
You trying to open your vocabulary about stop all that cussing.
No, I ain't. I'm trying to keep from going to hell faster.
Lord have mercy.
I'm trying to slow roll. I'm trying to slow roll my ass. I'm trying to slow roll myself to hell.
They said they got an elevator going down that way now. So you be careful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You right, Keith. Damn kid, the smartest joke on the phone besides
me. No.
Let me see if anybody else. Somebody else want to talk to me. Let me see if anybody else hit the one button. Look. I don't know anybody else hit the one button.
See, we got 90 people on it.
I was just going to ask you.
I know it, dog. You right.
Yep.
I ain't gonna
y'all got to
you
y'all got to at least do like they had to rumble in the jungle last night, at least.
Yeah, we had a rumble last night.
Hell yeah.
If we do half of that motherfucker, we'll be there
bad power, bitch. I'm telling you, Danny boy.
Yeah. Yeah, they turn off, man. They turn off and turn it out and turn it loose.
I'll
be right back.
My.
Ooh, loud. I ain't heard such can on the dad in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't lying, people. Yeah.
On the show, dog, I mean, that.
Man, hell yeah, they wasn't in Rudy Rainbow. The dog played Rudy Rainbow. They came on the top him.
Yeah. Damn sure
did.
Rudy Ray Moore didn't have shit on them.
Hell
in the fuck didn't.
Rudy Ray Moore was just like a PG. Rudy Ray Moore was compared to them. He was PG.
Hell yeah, Rudy Ray Moore.
That boy, he was PG. He was PG.
The Ray House and Grandma puts in a rag chunk up in his ass. Somebody going on all that shit. Them all came on and blew that shit out the wall.
Lord, hammers.
It's me. Somebody, Rudy Raymond come out of his side, kicked him in the ass and fucked up his face. Knocked his asshole out of shape. Them all came off.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm back. Well, something like that.
Uh-oh. Pajo just raised his hand up. I want to hear Pajo. All right, Pajo, you open. I just happened to look at the
big trigger. Yeah, then Trigger talk about them boys ass so bad they probably went and cut their dick off last night.
Damn.
Goddamn Trigger, bad acting.
Hey, Trigger had
them nuts
last night. Trigger had
them nuts. Y'all saw the Jersey Bull nuts.
I bet she can ride a bull.
No, you ain't get Trigger no free ticket. You ain't get Trigger no free ticket to the Rumble in the Jungle.
Hell no. People come up in that motherfucker. She might whoop your ass too. Trigger said she's staying around the house now. She got away. She ain't going nowhere to help her son go to college.
Okay.
Yes, Trigger said she got her some new white pants too. She gonna show out.
Hey, I'm sure saying that now. She said that now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she said that.
So is it true that she can be called the first lady of good city?
No, I ain't do that for nah. She can be the lady bully. She can be the lady bully or good, but not the first lady can't do that kind of shit. I don't know if she on here today or not. Let me go back to the poll. She might hear us talk about it. She might hit the one button. She do. I'm going off.
Oh, man,
you.
Not the trigger leak.
Big tree. I can't even look at the boat. I can't even look at the boat since she on there today because, like I said, I'm driving. All I can do is open mic. Let y'all go at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, that's all I did last night, kid. They open mic and let them get it. Dog, why don't you stop it, dog? Come on, man. Everybody on their phone, bro. Everybody on their phone. About to come out and stop it, but ain't nobody hang up though. They damn sure was in that living, kid.
Oh, man.
You hear no noise in the background. Everybody turn the TV down,
they ain't
everybody.
They ain't lying. Yes, sir.
Come on, Pie Joe.
Man, y'all ought to stop that. How long for to be letting do it? Yeah, well, okay, but you back there listening though. You just as guilty as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on there listening. Ain't nobody winning. Ain't went to the refrigerator to get a soda.
Mm-mm.
Now the tree got to doing all that for us and got that bitch. She went in like tore the bed down, huh?
Lord, that must.
That's angry, fuck.
Them Jersey bull nuts.
Yes, sir, them Jersey bull nuts.
Well,
I guess some old boys all that.
I get my head.
Them boys all have good drones. I hear you.
I've been out here on no damn show. Y'all got his ass blowed out. Well, you sure know when I get my ass blowed out.
Where's Dr. Boy? I know your boy gonna be out there. Like Kid talking about what that guy who's named Kid. Look out racing.
Oh yeah. My man with the drone. He's a hell of a dude. He gives some good footage.
That joke going anyway. You can have your shit roped off, he can move the rope. That joke there on. He'll move the rope and go. And the Mac and whoop his foot out there. I'm going out there to talk to low ball race. I'm on low ball racing team. Low ball racing.
Say your uncle don't know how to operate his phone.
Slim, you gonna have a food truck out there, Slim?
No, I don't have a food truck out. I ain't bringing the food truck out.
Here, that boy talking about cooking some steaks. I ain't been a good pork chop in a while, man.
Oh, man.
I know everybody. This. Last time I had some cowboy wife. Bake some. I ain't never had no bacon like that before. They were pretty good, doggone good. I ain't never had none like that though.
Some pork chop. Daniel was talking about cooking some pork loin or something. Y'all crazy.
I don't
want to
start
changing.
Don't start trying to change up no shit. Don't know.
He's on
try to charge to change up, trying to do no exotic shit. Just got to do my regular shit.
I have plenty of time.
Them steaks be done butter up, man. By the time you get back.
I think we might have some catfish out there, some chicken, Bob.
I don't know damn catfish, man. I don't like that old damn catfish. Some of them cook catfish
and
still smell like the ocean.
You don't eat it.
Still smell like the goddamn pond.
I'll throw my little
I'm gonna throw that little old grill in the back of the truck, that little old pot grill I got. I put about 3-4 steaks on it. I might get a chance on the night or something.
I don't give a damn you don't get a chance to put one on it. I don't give a damn you don't get a chance to get for one. Make sure I get mine.
All right, figure something out.
These are, man, pork.
Hey, y'all should have got a rumbling and dumbling t-shirt. She had a big old gorilla. A big old gorilla dead in the back of the goddamn little boot. And got him on the back of the blue. Dead. Romans in the jungle. Y'all are cute. King Kong, they done beat the shit out of King Kong. Put him in the back of little blue.
Who, Chemo?
Oh, man.
Oh, Chemo. Man. Damn. You know,
that had to come out talking about Chemo. Kim House do not like Chemo for some reason or another. He always on Chemo.
Kid, he said gorilla, so I figured he was talking about Chemo.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy.
Well, he do favor one, so I really got a point there.
Then you
got a point.
In other words, in the family somewhere, huh?
To me,
Tim House, you ain't got too long.
I had to wait to August. He said I had to wait. Willie Dog said I had to wait to August. And if Chemo don't say what he say and do what he say he going to do, we're going to dance behind
right.
A talk show host in our
right,
line 10 years and still ain't did nothing. I don't hear that mess.
Well, ain't but 2 weeks away.
Well,
right.
I ain't heard Junior talking trash. I ain't heard a little Will talking trash. And Chemo and got humble all of a sudden. So I don't know. He ain't got quiet. I don't hear him talking no junk.
Junior then got off into more of no prep racing.
No
arm dropping shit.
No prepping. My.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I know sir. Why I ain't got quiet, dog. They've been. I know why I didn't got quiet on the show. They've been talking about that doggone Buick lately. So I know it ain't got quiet. People can get nervous Buick can be mentioned.
What Buick you talking about?
Yeah, who are you talking about, Buddy Engelstad?
Come on, man.
Got 3 more years. Got 3 more years, man. Come on, man. At least 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man.
No.
Y'all looking at a minimum of 3 years.
Dang.
Man, these mother, see they supposed to get over so the lane doesn't close up, and they keep on. I wouldn't let a joke in. If
oh man, not the road rage.
Hey, I'm already developing it already, kid. Already just getting started in developing road rage. The man signed back there. I already told him to write, but said right lane is closed.
Put him and they'll see it coming. That Buick about to slap me, they don't even see it coming, but yeah, they don't even see it. I tried to tell him.
Come on, did you hear me?
I didn't see it coming, right? That viewer should have showed up in Texas, right? They didn't see it coming, right? They don't see it.
Don't wait. It's going to be scrap metal.
Hey, right here.
Yes, sir.
Don't y'all start texting tonight.
Come back to bite
him. I can't read the text tonight.
Come back to bite him.
Texas
is
on the phone. Texas is on the phone. God,
right. What Texas? What part of Texas?
The doggone Houston, boy. They say that man coming.
Why this man always got something to say? This man always.
You right about that.
He wouldn't even last.
Stay focused, Dre. Stay focused. I wanted you to let that doggone dog know you running Texas down there. I wanted to let him know.
No, we ain't running nothing. We ain't doing shit. We ain't doing nothing.
What you say about him running away from Texas?
Oh, man.
Hey, I understand what you said, bro. I thought you said about running away from Texas.
They say that doggone dog out of Texas, Dre. Cut up.
He can do what he wants. Shit, I ain't gonna stop.
Hey, who you like out of side piece, James, Dre?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
Damn.
Oh, man.
They said South people looking pretty good, though. They say he looking good, though.
Wait, Donald. Come on, Donald. Fuck the money. Come on, man.
You can bet me. I like Jesse James.
Well, what you want to do with your tough ass?
I got to make sure you at the track. You might not show up.
Oh, man.
You live in Texas and the race in Texas, so you know you might not show up since it's that close.
Oh, man. Not the MIA. Not the MIA.
Man, that's crazy. Nah, boy, see, both of them called, man. That's a hell of a knockout for them, boy. That's a hell of a knockout.
So what about the Chevelle, Dre? What about the Chevelle?
What, my Chevelle?
You said,
what
about the beer?
The black one.
Oh, I ain't got
the blue beer.
He from Texas. What the Chevelle going to do?
What Chevelle? What you talking about? What Chevelle?
The funny car, man. The funny
car. Oh, man.
Come on. To be honest with you, if you want to know the real beer, Texas is just as weak as the DMV. Them two, they just as weak as the DMV.
That's
right. You want to be honest?
DMV. Oh,
right. Be honest.
Joe,
what's that? I told y'all not to got the text me tonight. I can't read the text. Damn, you done made me ran over a damn stop sign. The house, having a hard time finding friends. He doesn't team up with Dre. Oh, Lord. He doesn't team up with Dre. Come on, man. Tim House having a hard time finding friends. He doesn't team up with Dre.
Damn.
That's a stretch right there.
Hey, look here, man. I'm good with that.
I ain't going to tell you Chuck said that.
Man.
Dang. Way to get him, Dre.
How long you been holding that in, Dre?
Yeah, however long it's been in there. Hell yeah, I'll run any motherfucker. Just to get his drunk ass on. Hell yeah, anybody. I'll run any motherfucker.
Chuck tell it like a TIE. Y'all be bulljiving. Chuck tell it like a TIE. He don't mind telling it.
y'all be beating around the bush. Chuck come right out of jail.
Put that Chevelle on Chuck, then. Put that Chevelle on Chuck.
No, he's talking about what air Chevelle. Real air got in the whole year with that car.
Wait, you talking about that old black car Brother Egg was driving?
Yeah, that funny car.
Man, that man can't beat nobody. I might be scared to run him because he might put guard over there on me. He might put his guard on me, so I might not mess with him.
Well, you just have to put that in the stiffs, dog. He can't do that. You have to put it in the stiffs.
Jay Free.
I'll let her know it's going to be Friday. Might do it Thursday.
Before I do that, it's still all the paperwork. It's all warning in the keys, right?
Yeah. Hey, man, we get more people on the show and ain't nobody talking. We get more people. We got 96 on it. We got 96 people.
He said, Brother
Eric
talked so fast before the light dropped. He said, help me, Holy Spirit.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Say, Pajo. What Pajo?
He said, help me, Holy Spirit, before you let that button go.
Hey, Pajo, find you nothing to play with. I ain't gonna do that one.
That dog on Dre regulating, boy. I like that.
I ain't gonna play with that one. That ain't.
They say he ain't playing with the Lord. All right, Dre. Pajo, you gonna burn it in hell.
Oh boy, we gotta find out if the Chevelle coming or not. Gotta find out.
I got no sad people.
Like go home Saturday, 5 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock. What you gonna be out there early for?
Nah, we gonna be
show you
doing a whole lot.
That just goes to show you. You ain't planning.
I'm leaving about. I just told you I'm crazy.
That ain't what you said. You said I'll be there.
I'm leaving at 12 o'clock, man.
Oh, that ain't what you said, boy.
I'm gonna leave it to this shit. I might get that one that's on the gate.
You were lying. I got a stop 20.
Hey, bro, dog.
Yeah,
bro, dog.
Hey, you talking?
They say I try to be in the middle. I try to keep it honest. They say Dre not coming because they know that Buick show up. They ain't nobody coming even with the grudge. They not coming.
What the hell are you, man? That Buick.
I'm just going by what I was instructed,
man. That Buick got 15 motherfucking more years. Now leave me for alone about that Buick.
Dang.
I hope you ain't talking about Brother D car. Because if you talk about Brother D car, you need to stop.
I forgot to say I'm going to read it verbatim.
Hey, dog, we were having a real good old conversation. Man, come on here with this shit.
I'm only reading what I got, Dre.
What I'm talking about?
I started smoking
Rumble in the motherfucking drum.
No, just fine. Right. Called me on the back line and say he's gonna fuck you around.
He got the easy part done.
Yep.
Yep. He said he's gonna fuck you up and he's going out on the town. Chino, good boy, don't get me wrong. Don't make me start talking about Chino just because somebody whatever. Don't be using that. Don't be talking about, oh, because Chino ain't coming. Well, Chino ain't coming because he ain't want to come. Ain't nobody dodging him. He know exactly when the Romulus and Jones is going to be. Exactly. Just like everybody else. All these people down there now asking all these questions about this and that. You must not be about this game. If you was about this game, you would already know. Don't sit your ass on the porch. Wait till somebody live TV for you. Mooch your ass.
You ain't a rumbling, rumbling or stumbling.
We rumbling around this bitch. Yeah, we got a bunch of motherfuckers stumbling. And bumbling. We finna rumble, big man. Rumble. Make my ass Chevy red.
And these motherfuckers through talking out here, I'm finna get on that old Texas show down here.
Yeah, I'm finna say I'm finna go ahead and hang this on up here. Ain't nobody doing that. I mean, you know. Not eight motherfuckers on here. Ain't nobody got nothing to say. I mean, y'all gotta excuse me. I'm on the highway. I'm on the highway, y'all. So I couldn't start no stuff. I gotta pay attention to it. I've been checking out this thing, trying to help y'all out. Trying to give y'all something to look at it and, I mean, to talk about. But anyway, we finna hang this on up. We finna get out of here. Cause I'm in your damn traffic now. Damn, all this damn traffic, kids.
Don't hang nothing up, dog.
Who again? Who that is? Oh, shit.
Sound like somebody I know. Who it is? Pike, you grease the face, motherfucker, and you rumbling, stumbling, and fumbling.
Yeah, answer the man question.
I'm rumbling, motherfucker. I'm rumbling. No, I'm rumbling, motherfucker. I'm rumbling. I'm rumbling on your motherfucker, man. I'm tapping on your motherfucking shoulder when I rumble. All
right. Hold on a minute.
Hurricane Big Treacle came through there and tore some ass up in Florida. Checking on people in Florida.
Yeah. Good looking out, Flop. Good looking out.
Hey, Big Treacle.
Big Treacle.
Big Treacle hit the one, but it ain't that shit.
He was on that mumbling.
You saying? Sound like she was talking to somebody else.
He mumbling.
Mm-hmm. Big Treacle.
Big Treacle, your Michael. Your name Big Treacle now. Hurricane T. She was on the roll on the block.
Red Mercedes Benz cologne and $35
stop. That's you. Big Treacle.
She don't know what. Yeah, but she talking. She don't know what Michael. She talking to somebody else.
He said he thought it was cheap until he saw it had the Mercedes Benz real sign. He thought it was just
Trigger,
like
yo, somebody
the one he got is $35. It's an expensive shit.
Oh, man.
Not really.
Nobody got $300.
That's not bad.
After that BS, cold ass night.
regular
class. She could strike a play and call, though.
Somebody got a number. Y'all call and tell her. Somebody call and tell her that a Michael Shield at Ricky talking about some fucking loan or some shit. About some fucking loan or something.
I'm going to tell her to make that pussy. I'm going to tell her to make that pussy splash.
Hey, goddamn, we don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You better hope she don't get on your head like she was on them over there last night.
I'm gonna hang up. I ain't gonna stick around like Brock did.
Yeah, fuck
that, man. Hell no, I'm gonna hang that motherfucker up. I'm gonna tell you, hang the whole show up.
She's getting blocked with left, right, windmill. She windmilling Brock is.
She a bad motherfucker.
Yeah. My kid's that bad acting.
Yeah, she bad acting.
Bad acting, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah,
Wiggly, come on, mute.
I thought you said Thunderboy
Wick
to talk on the show, man.
Where
Thunderboy number?
Oh, man.
Thunderboy
sleep.
They couldn't talk 5 minutes, brother.
Thunderboy sleep.
Fuck. About the show?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no. This nigga talk. He talking about it. He got damn it working. Man, that man, they couldn't talk 5 minutes.
Thunderboy sleep. He fell asleep.
It's one of the baddest motherfucking shows in the world to talk about because they do something totally different from anybody in the world. Shit.
Oh, man.
That break of dawn.
Not to rumble in the jungle.
Yeah, that motherfucker partied over there. Better take your goddamn fistful of goddamn money because they ain't going to run out. All the way they get that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Chino ain't going to be there this year, Bobby. Chino ain't going to be there this year.
Yeah, Chino go on through. Hey. Yeah, them motherfuckers here going to get it on. 2 cars rolling that goddamn water box, they betting. I don't give a fuck who it is. Don't let it be nobody from Texas.
Yeah. I'm so right about that.
You pay like blue jeans.
You ever got that before? Yeah.
Flacco or that goddamn old white motherfucking Promar looking car. Shit, man, you got you whoop them two motherfuckers. That boy, you can leave that. You ain't got money with them two races. You fuck beat that damn. We'll hit the lottery.
You have a pocket full of bottles? You have a pocket full of bottles?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. They don't bet no 5s and 10s and shit over there either. They need to be talking about that motherfucker drastically.
Yeah.
They come on and talk about it.
They come on and talk about it.
Sling.
They've been on.
I just got on.
No, they've been on.
Yeah, they need to be still on. Hey.
Bobby, what you think about that old 901 going into action? That old Junior going into action.
Oh, man, not 901 with.
Yeah, they finna go into action. They going a long way to go in that box, too.
I believe they're going to get their ass pulled out, though.
Well, ain't nothing to fail you, but a try.
That young boy ain't used to that pressure, Bobby. They got their pressure. That young boy ain't used to that pressure, Bobby.
Oh, man.
You ain't gonna know what it feel like. You ain't gonna know what a knockout feel like till you get your ass in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You ain't gonna know what the lottery hit out there until you hit it. You gotta get in the goddamn ring.
Mm-hmm. In my Bobby Cole's voice, you got to show up to show out.
You got to show up to show out. Yeah. Hey, don't hate me now. Hate me later.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of motherfuckers hate on motherfuckers. Don't hate me now, motherfucker. Hate me later. Goddamn, right now I'm doing my motherfucking thing.
If Junior get his asshole blown out, you and Bobby fault. Bobby would push that bullshit up.
My.
Well, he stayed 25 and up. He like to do grown folk shit. So Junior just stuck his finger.
Mm-hmm.
You better see what's gonna happen.
Bobby push that shit up. When he get that lump, when he get that knot on his motherfucking head, Bobby did it.
Man, they got a lot of cars coming out of Mississippi members. I know that goddamn what the hell. They act like they going to trick or treat shit.
Rumble, big man.
I just hope my eyes pulled that one off. Goddamn, he got me one. Yeah, one eye got me in with old red and flash. I hope. Hell yeah, I'm out there shooting the shit on the show and goddamn it, old boy Jesse James, that lock, I said, goddamn, I was just playing. I got the other 500, okay, lock. I said, goddamn. Oh, shit, this motherfucker locked this goddamn race in, and I'm in this motherfucker.
Bobby, they usually talk about an hour before they lock it in, because you had plenty of time to bag out of them. You fucked up on that one.
Hell yeah, man. I'm over there riding, talking shit. But on the way to Texas, goddamn, Allen shot right on the lock. I said, oh, man, goddamn. I was just playing. I'm trying to get hold of Daddy Boy.
Let me get back on.
Y'all
want to
pay $500 to lock that in?
Mike, it's up. Nick, your mic open. What's going on?
What up? I had a question for
Quan.
Quan, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That man, that was a man. Goddamn, on my show, got the show tied in. I'm gonna throw him back in there. He got the show tied in.
903-9339. Your mic open. Who we got? All right.
Muted.
Ain't paying attention. Laro, your mic open.
I just want to make sure I'm in.
All right. 214-5880. Yo, Michael.
What's going on? I understand me.
What's going on?
Hey,
I just cut them off.
Who show that is, dog?
That's a Texas show. I think that's a Texas show.
Yep.
They doing the same thing we doing over there. I told their mic, they doing the same shit they doing. They don't let them out. Well, I just wanted to be honest. They ain't got anything.
Sound like they playing bingo.
You ain't lying.
They said nothing like that.
I'm gonna open back up again.
They had the city council.
Jesse James looking good. I don't know what side piece looking like at all. That's going to be a hard one to call. I ain't seen them. Let's see. Let's see if we get Corn on here.
Hi.
Hello?
Quan, I got you back on, baby. I got you back on. I don't know what happened. Y'all fell off.
Yeah, the King phone fell off here. Something. I fell off a Mac phone.
All right, well, y'all back on, man. Let's see. Somebody had a question about
I got
man.
A question for Quan, too.
All right.
Hey, Quan.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
I caught the ass in. I ain't know. Are y'all still planning on trying to have that four-car shootout? The one, I think, with OG Larry and that LeCullis and stuff. Are y'all still planning on doing that?
Man, Pretty Tony got four cars, so, man, I'm waiting on him. He said he had a couple cars. He just needed, I don't know if he needed one or what, but, yeah, that's Tony deal, but we, you know, we supporting it. You get it together, we going to make it happen.
Oh, okay. All right. Come by the back, and they want to know what time the JJ and side piece race is.
They said, I think they said they locked in at 11. Everybody locked in at 11, seems like 10:30, 11. From 10 to 11, it's going to be some assholes blowed out everywhere.
Say, Quan, what the hell
going
to do on Friday or
Saturday?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Nick, what's your head? You had something for Quan, Nick?
I wanted to ask if what time does testing start on Thursday? I missed it.
9 o'clock.
The track gonna go back from 9 to 1.
I don't know.
9 to 1 on Thursday. Uh-huh.
All right, thank you.
Over there, living Texas don't know what they live in Texas don't know what the fuck going on.
Yes, sir.
Lord,
King B, your mic back open.
King B?
Oh, man, King B?
That was Nick that asked about the track.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
That was me.
Well, evidently, they ain't got on the show and told them what time nothing going
9582, your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, it's me, JP.
What's up? I'm just getting in like last for when it get good.
All right, I got you. 469.
So you're right, bro. You're right.
9426, your mic open. Who we got?
Yeah, they should.
What's up,
they
JP? What's up,
Bruce?
Well, it's rumbling the motherfucker this weekend, huh?
Tyro!
What's up, baby? It's Rumble in the motherfucking jungle. I ain't got nothing to come rumble with. Hey, I ain't got nothing to come rumble with, but I'm going to just hang out in the jungle. How about that?
Good report. Good report.
Well, you better be ready to rumble. They say they rumbling in that bitch.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to have to step out the way and just take note.
Well, let me start some shit, because everybody been like they scared to talk. Hey, goddamn me, fuck it. Hey, check it out. They say... It ain't the glue, so they saying the track is there, right? So I got a question. Is this just a saying, or it just sounds good? So they say, if you can't get down the track, fire your tuner. Is that a true statement, or is that just something that make it sound good?
That's a true statement, lad.
I started that
all day long.
It's all
about tuning, baby.
Okay, why you say that's a true statement, man? Since you want to put your goddamn two cents in.
Well, since I want to put my input in, I'm gonna tell you why. I know it's a true statement. For one, man, you gotta sit up and analyze the air, the way the track is, how hot it is. It's a bunch of shit that's going to play for you to get down that track. So it ain't about the track. The track will have sand on that motherfucker. But if you got the right tune, you go skate on through that finish line.
Okay.
Good report.
The ones that complain about it is the ones that, you know, that, I ain't going to say that, but.
I don't want to fire this shit up like that,
little Larry. You try to wind me
man,
up.
Man, you ain't buying shit up. You speaking your mind, Jack.
Hey, man, them the ones that just got that one tune. They just crank the car up and just try to go down the track. They ain't just for nothing. They ain't taking no
Oh, man. Wow. I don't hear the quitter.
They don't even know how
to
Little Larry, you bringing something?
Who that is right there? Who that said going down?
Tyro.
What's happening? We rumbling in this bitch, man. You hear me? I know it. It's going down, baby. It's going to be a real rumble. Did I see the right thing, or was that an old post or something, man?
Did I see that little blue truck, goddamn me, with all pressure?
Oh, shit.
Now, JP, now, you know, I told Troy to dust that goddamn Camaro off because we were going to want some smoke. Now, I guess he thought I was playing or something. You understand?
Oh, shit. That's the trouble, Troy.
Yeah, I hear him back there laughing. Hey, Tupac, it ain't been down the track in a while, man. That'd have been a hell of a race, you hear me? Yeah, you sure got that right. Yes, sir.
Glad to see y'all got that thing fired up when y'all got to the track, goddamn.
The blue locked in with 901.
What car y'all running out of 901?
Oh, the junior car.
Okay, okay, okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the blue one is 901. Hell no, we're trying to get to this, right back to the business. I'm telling you something, JP. They let us.
T-Mac trying to see if he's still not a DDT or not, huh?
Listen, all we need is for our parts, just everything, just stay together for us. Just stay together. Just stay together. And watch us work.
Oh, shit. 214-7440, your mic open.
Hey, what up, fellas? Checking in, listening.
Check out,
you know
what? Yeah.
Say check out.
Yeah, check out.
Yeah, no, I ain't checking out shit. Checking in this new line there.
Man, we got anybody on the goddamn thing want to lock something in, man? Everybody goddamn listening. Shit, it's goddamn time to rumble. It's time to motherfucking rumble, man.
Run,
man.
Fuck
you,
man.
I know you have smoke. I'm gonna tell you about the shit again. All right, you got you say you got two goddamn cars that have been tested that's fresh out the press, and you got two tuners that been together. So is it good to say now we gonna see who the best of the best of the tuners?
Well, I'm gonna say this. Let me. I'm gonna say this. It's hard to. I don't think you're just gonna determine that off of one race, but you will get. You will determine something. I don't think you're gonna determine that fact off of one race.
Yeah, I don't think it's 100% equal across the board there, Little Arrow, because one car brand new, one car been around. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they both been around.
Both, but you know, one newer than the other. I see, like you know, to me.
But hey, say that. Okay, I asked the question. If you can't get down the track, is that a true saying? Fire your tuner. So
you got a good point.
Where the tuning come in, right?
Right, you got a good point.
What are we talking about? We talking about one hit, fire tuna, or a weekend fire tuna? Wait, say that again. The only hit that matters to us is when we grudge race, goddamn. Shit, don't matter what you're doing all goddamn day. When that money comes, you can knock the tires off, you can knock the tires off on your shakes and still get up there and run for the money and go down to the tunnel. That's when it's gonna matter. That's what we're judging it on then.
Yeah.
When they rake.
It don't matter what they've been doing all week. Them motherfuckers been doing doo-doo all weekend. These motherfuckers go up there and get that bread. That's going to be the judge of the character right now.
Get the head, get the bread, and leave.
I feel like if you've been there all weekend, and when you get up there for the money and you can't go down the track, then, yeah, your tuna trash. I don't say trash.
So
he might be over aggressive.
Hey,
Laro, I guess
in other words, if you can't get down the track, buy your motherfucking tuna then.
Yeah, I just been hearing it a lot lately now, so I didn't know if it just sounds good or if that's a true goddamn statement.
It just sounds good. Too many variables in this motherfucking game. You know what I'm saying? Definitely not a lot of variables. I don't know. Man, that motherfucker, what they say, motherfuckers ain't perfect shit, motherfucker. I just missed that motherfucker. Oh, yeah, I just been hearing it a lot circulating, so I just want to know if it's true. Because you know what gets me though, when they say that shit though, they get a motherfucker that run goddamn me 650. And you got a motherfucker that trying to go through that rolling, and they comparing that motherfucker. Oh, he just went down. Well, motherfucker, he ain't me. You know what I'm saying? Or he ain't that kind of caliber car. That's what be getting me. Like, man, come on, man. Don't even compare the two. Oh, motherfucker, such and such just went straight down Broadway. Yeah, turtling down Broadway.
Yeah. You can't compare them two.
Yeah, that's what be getting me when they say that shit. Oh, motherfucker, just went down the track.
Buy your tuna.
Yeah, fire, there you go. Fire tuna. That motherfucker just ran a 7-0. God damn.
Shit.
All right, guys, look out, man. We ain't got nothing going on this album. They cut this thing off here. I knew you should be holding these people on it for nothing, guys. We ain't got nothing going on.
Man, you better not cut nothing out. You better not cut nothing out.
What the fuck? Who the fuck said that? Watch this, bitch nigga. You can't tell me what the fuck I'm doing with my shit, pussy motherfucker. Say it again. But I won't cut it off when we got something to talk about. Y'all ain't talking about nothing, no man. And I'm glad that road. I ain't got time to be muzzling this shit, but y'all ain't talking about nothing. Hello, too tight. I'm talking to you. I know that was you, too tight.
Man, dog, we trying, dog. We could have turned the page one more time. Let's change the page one more time.
Oh, no. All right. Come on, then. Come on, man. Come on. Ain't nothing happening, man. We can't, you can't make nothing out of this. Everybody dead, man. They on the Texas show anyway. That's what they have to race. The Texas show, the one boy be popping anywhere.
I can handle anything that's on my life. I can handle anything that's in life.
Yes, you still out there, kid?
Yep.
They said they're going to turn the page, but ain't nobody turning. How about just, if y'all want to talk about don't hang it up, I mean, we ain't talking about shit.
I've been listening to
some of my blues music.
I sure you want to talk about that beauty, sucker.
Oh, man.
I'm just talking about a real car.
Don't back to sleep. I'm sorry, dog. I ain't no mic. I'm sorry, dream, man. I ain't no mic. I'm sorry. Y'all pray for everybody with safe travels, including myself.
Yeah, man. Have a safe trip, man.
I holler. Bye, y'all.
Bye.